Got some stockings.
Stockings.
Oh,
yeah,
stockings up on the fireplace. We've got all of our lovely hyacinths in the corners that are ready in case anyone wants to buy them. Got loads of stuff available in our Christmas shop.
We've also got some yummy cakes if you would like to come.
Come on down for some takeaway. And our Christmas brochure's up and ready. Yeah, I think there's one on the side actually, Stu. Is this recording?
A new bed.
Oh yeah, and we've got a new calendar as well. Ready for the new year. Maybe on some of the eggs, Stu. Move the jumper. There we go. That's the one. For our festive special, we've got some exciting news. We've got some new starters, new members of the Turning Tides group. So we've got a bit of a chat with them. And they can introduce themselves to you. We've got a bit of a chat I did with Kia in the car, because we're doing some fundraising at the moment, which you can hear some more about later. We've got a Christmas story with Stu and Michelle, which we made up on the fly, did we, like last week?
Yeah.
I don't know if that bit's done in the show, but we'll have a listen. And I thought we'd start off with some Christmas jokes. So, who has got a Christmas joke? Jack's got a Christmas joke?
Go on, Jack.
Do you want to start?
Am I the only one? Who says,
A power picker. Power picker.
Go on, Jack.
Santa talking backwards.
Santa talking backwards. Because rather than ho ho ho.
I've got some. Okay.
Go on, Abby, tell us.
How did the bauble know that she was addicted to Christmas? She'd been hooked on Christmas trees all her life.
That's a good one. I like that. Any more?
What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
What do you get?
Tinselitis.
Go on, Jack, have you got one?
Why didn't the cat climb up the Christmas tree? It was afraid of the bark.
Did Scrooge win the football game?
The ghost of Christmas past. That's weird though, because actually our Christmas story, one of the teams has Scrooge on it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
A polar bear walks into a bar and says, "Can I have a glass of water, please?" And the barman says, "Why the big paws?"
Paws. Oh, I get it.
I like it. Why the big paws?
Oh, I have this incredible ability to predict what's inside a rat present. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. I got a Christmas card full of rice in the post today. I think it was from my Uncle Ben.
Oh, no.
I didn't get it.
Excellent.
Uncle Ben's rice. I don't get it.
Yeah, so Uncle Ben's is like a type of rice that you can buy.
Uncle Ben. Oh, okay. I didn't
a packet of rice.
What do you get when you
one.
Cross a snowman with a vampire?
Snowman with a vampire.
A snowman with what is it?
Frostbite.
Oh,
frostbite. These are proper Christmas cracker jokes, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
What kind of motorbike does Santa ride?
Go on, tell me.
A Holly Davidson.
Holly
Davidson. Oh, no.
What do snowmen wear on their heads?
I don't know.
What? Ice caps.
What do you call an old snowman?
An old snowman.
Snow grandpa?
Water.
Oh.
Water. Excellent. I quite like snow grandpa.
Where do Santa's reindeer stop for coffee?
Stop for coffee?
Yeah. Starbucks. Starbuck.
I love a deer joke.
Who does Santa call when his sleigh breaks down?
Ghostbuck? No. What?
The abominable toe man.
The abominable toe man.
Oh no.
Joe's quite.
You think we've got enough jokes?
Do you have enough jokes? Maybe, I reckon maybe two more.
Two more? Okay.
Has to be the best one ever.
Who is Santa Claus married to?
Who's. I don't know.
This is Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's a reindeer's favourite singer?
I don't know.
Beyonce.
Excellent. What a strong ending.
Listen to it.
Well, have a good Christmas.
This is so funny.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of the podcast.
This is the news.
So we're about to play an introduction game. So we have three new starting members of Turning Times. So what I'm going to ask is to introduce themselves, say two things that are true, one thing that is a lie, and we're all going to try and guess what is the lie.
Yeah.
And the truth.
Mainly the lie.
Well, you kind of do both, don't you?
Yeah. okay, so who would like to start?
Oh, not this again. Holly's
going
to start. Holly with a her.
Yeah, let's introduce
yourself. Hi, I'm Holly. My three things are, I've been to Spain on holiday, I like to drink gin, and I have a cat.
Ooh.
I've already decided based on nothing.
I don't think you like gin.
I don't think you like gin
no.
either.
No.
I was hoping the cat one wasn't true.
What do you think she's
doing? For hoping.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tell, yeah. Reveal. What was your...
I haven't been to Spain.
You haven't been to Spain?
I haven't
been
to Spain.
Damn it!
I'm sure you've got
Bear.
Trouble.
Bear.
Okay.
Hot
Bear. Yeah, no. Holly's not been.
We're off to the
show.
Like it.
Next up is Polly with a purr. You can't see Makaton on radio, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So, my name is Polly. I used to crimp pasties as a job.
I play the guitar, and my mum's name is Julia Roberts.
I don't think
your mum's name is Julia Roberts.
I think it's the guitar one.
I think it's the Julia Roberts one.
I think it's the guitar one.
No one's questioning the
Abby's right. My mum's name is Julia Roberts.
Yeah. You don't just pull that out of
the
bag.
I wish I did.
People can. Where does she crimp past it?
At Chunks. You know Chunks?
Oh, yeah, I love a Chunk.
Yeah, I love a Chunk.
When you said crimp, I wouldn't expect my move.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, past it.
Yeah, that used to be my profession.
Professional crimper.
Pasties. So, but you know, we can't make pasties because we're not very good.
No.
I'll do it.
Well, you can make pasties. That's good.
It's quite hard.
And Beth, have you thought of three?
Yeah, I have.
Cool.
Do I need to introduce myself?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm Beth. I have bathed an elephant. I do mini photo shoots. And I went on a boat to see dolphins. Beth, what was the lie?
The elephant one.
Didn't have a big enough bath.
you don't, like I said, you don't put an
elephant
in
a bath.
I have done it. There's pictures of me bathing an elephant in a river.
That is my dream. I really want to do it though.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Now we know loads about you. That's good.
Yeah.
Next to us, and then you can see.
Yeah.
That it makes all the. I don't know. It might be really loud though.
Really?
Maybe. Mm. Just because of the sound of the cup.
Yeah. What do you do?
Sorry?
What do you do today?
What we did today? Well, this is so. I suppose we're recording this bit on our way to Dawlish.
Okay.
Warren. To go and do some more of our walks for like our fundraising for the big issue.
Wow.
Wow. Do you know the big issue, Keir?
I don't know what it means.
Have you heard of it before?
Not really.
Ah, so the big issue are like a charity based in England that help homeless people. So they're a magazine and they help people that are homeless to essentially make their own money. So they're not begging for money and they're kind of working. So you might see them in towns, like selling a magazine.
Yeah.
Wearing these big red jackets.
Yeah.
Have you seen that before?
Not really.
Not really. So I think they must have some vendors in Barnstable, definitely in Exeter. Yeah. So that's the reason why we're doing some of these big walks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, so yeah. So when we're doing the big walks, so we've got a page. So we're trying to walk 140 miles.
Wow. That's long.
So far we've walked 70.
Ooh, that's long.
Between us. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you going to do again?
Sorry?
You wouldn't do again. You won't.
You could do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're going today.
Cool.
So what we're doing is we're asking people to sponsor us to essentially donate to the big issue. Yeah, so we've got a page set up with a website called GoFundMe. So, on like Facebook and Instagram, you can click on the link and can donate us a bit of money. However much you feel like.
Like you can afford. One dollar.
Sorry?
$1.
$1?
Yeah.
You could do a dollar. I mean, it's kind of in pounds.
Yeah.
So you could do like a pound.
Pounds.
You could do £5.
Yeah.
£10.
How about £50?
Funny you should say £50. We had our first donation the other day.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. So the lady gave us, gave £50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, that's it.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're trying to raise £500.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know what total we'll be at by the time this comes out.
What really happened, kids, would you do? Get money.
Sorry?
What do kids do? Get money.
What do kids do?
Yeah, get money. Well, you said.
So what, with the money that we're raising?
Yeah, money in.
Well, the money that we're raising is going to go to the big issue.
What's that?
Which is that charity that helps homeless people to
and kids
get into work. Can be kids, I think they work with kids.
Yeah.
As well. Because, I think there's quite a rise of like young people essentially being homeless, so not being able to live at home and not being able to find somewhere else to live. So they either live on a street or in like very short term temporary housing.
How about the adults?
Yeah, and adults too. So I think on their website they've got quite a lot of information about how people kind of end up being homeless. So I think it can kind of happen to anybody, really.
Yeah. How about the old people? Old people.
Yeah, old people too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any stage of life, I think.
Cool.
Which is really sad.
Why do you feel sad?
Because it would mean that you don't have somewhere to live.
Oh, that's sad.
Mm. So this is why we're trying to raise money for the big issue.
Right.
To help. Yeah.
Yeah.
To help them do what they do.
Anything else?
Well, especially with our walking, we're trying to do sort of interesting stuff, aren't we?
Like
while
what?
We walk.
Like do we chat or?
Well, we chat, don't we? What did we do last week on our walk?
Walk.
Yeah.
Tell a story.
We did tell stories.
I made the stone story.
The stone stories. Yeah. That's one of the things we did last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was we split into
and fire too.
And what?
And fire.
Yeah, so we split into teams, had our two teams had stones that we hid around.
No, I meant fire.
No, I know. But then we collected them and sat around a fire, didn't we?
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, which is cool. I can't remember what we did for the first week. I think the first week we just walked, didn't we?
Yeah. Doing a stone really high somewhere.
Yeah, so that was last week. This week, we're going to look for driftwood.
Yeah.
But also, I've downloaded an app called geocaching.
Really?
Yeah, so you know last week when we hid all the stones?
Yeah.
So geocaching is kind of like that, but other people have like hidden something somewhere. And there's an app that you can go, and then you try and like either solve little riddles to try and find the thing, so it's all like hidden away. So we can try and have a go at finding some geocaches.
How about people do it? People.
Other people?
Yeah, any people do it.
What do you mean?
Like kids, you know, old people and young people, you know.
Yeah, anyone can do it. So all you need to do is just
what about adults too?
Yeah. So it's like a website. It's even just called geocaching.
Really?
And it's just an app that you can get on your phone as well.
Apps?
Yeah.
Why do they get apps?
It just makes it really easy to see. So it comes up with a map, and then it's got all these different points on it where people have hidden things. And you can tap on one.
Cool.
And it sort of tells you, like, these little clues about how to find it.
Really?
So that's what we're going to try and do today.
Wow. I think same from like Wardsmore, I think.
Sorry?
I think same like Wardsmore. For the play to Torrington.
Oh, Rosemore.
Yeah, Wardsmore.
Yes. Well, you've been to Rosemore?
Yeah, I've been to Wardsmore.
We'd like to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosemont's really nice. Yeah. I think they're doing something nice for Christmas this year.
Yeah, but anyway, is everybody the 12th?
Sorry?
You need to walk. What's more?
Yeah.
We're looking, looking for a like map, you know.
Oh yeah.
Look for. You said the stone.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Yeah.
Why would you do that from the? Why would you do that from the waterfall?
So we could do something like that at Rosemore, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I think we're thinking about speaking to Rosemore.
You did.
And seeing if we can go up.
Do that.
I think so. We'll have to check though.
This is a great idea to do that. If people find a stone in Waterfall.
Yeah. So the reason we did it last week is because we are creating a trail.
Yeah.
To go around Crediton.
Yeah.
So that's the same trail we walked last week.
Yeah. Same from like Waterfall too.
Yeah, but so we've been commissioned by Great Western Railway.
Yeah.
To do some. Yeah. So we are gonna also.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're also going to create a trail in Crediton. And possibly use some of this, like, hiding things around. It's a bit like a story around Crediton. Yeah.
A story?
Yeah, which would be cool, wouldn't it?
There is a story from the Waterfall, like, Finding a Stone, you know, there's a story.
Yeah, but around Crediton.
About the Waterfall.
I don't know about Rosemore.
It's a great idea.
It could be a good idea, couldn't it?
This is a good idea. People would do it. People
would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kids, adults, and old people.
Yeah. But we're going to do that. So we're going to do that itself with round crediting, which would be good. Yeah.
That's cool. Anything enough?
What else do you want to talk about here?
No, I mean, you want to turn it off?
Do I want to turn it off? Do you want me to turn it off?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled for our updates about our journey.
Yep.
I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
And welcome to Christmas Stories with Stu.
Christmas Stories with Stu.
Story.
We should make up a Christmas story.
What?
Christmas Story. What's the name of our main character? Stu, give us a name.
You got a Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. Yeah, right. Okay. So what's your favourite Christmassy thing, Michelle? Go.
Snowman.
Snowman. Okay. So.
So Father Christmas and the snowman.
Father Christmas and the snowman. Do you have a favourite pastime before you go?
The train.
Oh, my favourite Christmas movie is The Polar Express. I will always watch that.
Watching The Polar Express.
Maybe, yeah, okay. So watching some movies. Okay, so Father Christmas and the snowman were just chilling one day, watching The Polar Express.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think they watch films on in Father Christmas's hometown?
Oh. Father Christmas.
Do you think they've got a big screen like that?
Yeah.
Made out of snow.
And ice.
Whoa.
So it's like a big wall.
Big wall.
Yeah, so a big white wall. And they're sitting there watching the Polar Express.
Yeah, Jay.
Okay. Is it before Christmas or after Christmas?
After
Christmas. So they've done Christmas.
Yeah.
We're talking like Boxing Day, maybe. How do you reckon Father Christmas and the snowman feel on Boxing Day?
Cold.
So we're on Boxing Day because you said it was after.
But
so they've done the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
I've drank all the sherry, all the mince pies.
Yeah, but
everyone's houses. Eating all the cookies.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, meat pie, maybe cookie pie.
So how do you think they're feeling?
Fat.
Yeah, probably. They're feeling quite full, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Mum put it on the table to see that I'll be meat pie and be a Father Christmas.
Yeah, beer at your house.
Yeah.
What happens to my house every year?
No.
The reindeer poo on the carpet.
Reindeer.
Oh, no.
Always. Make a mess in our house.
Must be
the point.
Foreman.
Snowman. Yeah, what do you reckon the snowman does on Christmas Eve?
Tick, tick, tick. No.
What do you reckon he does?
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Shu?
The snowman Christmas.
The white door.
Makes the snow.
Yeah. Weather, the white cloth,
The snowman makes the snow.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Copyright, Roch. They're chilling, they're feeling all fat and full. Do you reckon they're feeling tired?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you reckon they're already making plans for next Christmas?
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you think is going to be different about next Christmas?
Train.
They're going to get the train?
Yeah.
Rather than get on the sleigh?
Yeah.
They're taking inspiration from the Polar Express.
They are. Oh, there we go. They're taking inspiration.
Well done, Roger. Yeah. Oh, no, Roger.
Very good.
Oh, no, Roger.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So they're watching the Polar Express.
Yeah, on the white foot.
On the big white snow screen.
Yeah.
Just thinking these polar bears, they've got it right. Oh. They take the train down. It's more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Means the reindeer can have a bit of time off as well.
Yeah.
I reckon they're knackered.
Yeah.
What do you reckon they eat on Boxing Day? Snowman and Father Christmas, what do you reckon they're eating?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or like leftover turkey or turkey.
Yeah.
I reckon they're eating ice cream.
Ooh, that might be a bit strange for a snowman.
Oh. Well, I hadn't thought of that. That's not okay, is it?
What do you think snowmen would eat? Snowmen and women. Snow people.
Snow people would eat... Oh, they can't eat raisins or carrots either. Or coal.
They can't eat coal.
Or hats or scarves.
I reckon...
What do you think, Stu? What do snowmen eat?
That was such a hard question.
It is not real.
It can't be anything warm either, because it just melts.
It would.
That's so sad.
Anything acidic? Can't have anything acidic.
No.
Oh. To be something mellow that won't burn.
Just plain water.
Marshmallows.
Yeah. They'll melt.
Do you reckon? Because they're not hot. They're not acidic.
No.
I think the baby's keen. Marshmallows, it
is. Baby's keen for marshmallows, definitely.
There it is.
Keen.
He's keen, Michelle.
Yeah. Alright.
What do you reckon they're going to do after they've watched the Polar Express?
I don't know.
Dunno. Stu, what do you think? What do you reckon sounds good about Christmas?
It's jolly.
Jolly.
Jolly. That's true.
That is jolly. So after they've chilled out and they've eaten some marshmallows and watched the Polar Express on the big snow screen.
Yeah.
They're gonna have a jolly time.
Mm.
What makes you feel jolly, Stu? What makes you happy?
Christmas.
What else? Outside of Christmas, what makes you happy? Oh, what do you
bean.
Like?
Mince pies.
Do you reckon they eat some mince pies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what could be?
I was thinking about some of the things that you like, Stu, like football.
Mm.
Maybe they could burn off some of those mince pies or play a game of football.
Yeah.
They could do. It's the Boxing Day fixtures, isn't it, Stu?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Always Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Maybe they're in a team where they live.
Yes.
Yes.
They got a league game coming up.
Yeah.
Match day. That sounds ace.
The North Pole.
Well,
North
is it the North Pole
United
or is it Lapland?
Versus Lapland.
Ah.
FC.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Pole United. What colour is their football kit, Stu? What colour is Lapland United? Lapland FC. What colour is their kit? Probably can't be white because it might be camouflaged in the snow.
Maybe that's the technique.
Uh-huh.
They just appear.
Yeah.
That's what the snowmen do.
Ooh.
They just move around, they just liquidate and then pop up. the different parts of the pitch.
It's a really weird game of football. So my men are fever, so it'll have to be like a whole game of like...
It literally is. They liquefy, and then they come back up and header it all the time. So start from the floor as they come up, and they just like knock the ball.
That's completely magical. I love that.
Isn't it? It's like popping up like moles all over the pitch.
So what team do you think is Snowman team?
Oh, I don't know.
Lapland or North Pole Shell, choose.
Tor.
Which one? North Pole? You want the North Pole?
Yeah.
Is the Snowman team?
Yeah.
So who play, and so that's gonna be the Snowman and Father Christmas, North Pole?
Yeah.
Who plays for Lapland FC? What other Christmas creatures are there? And there's
the reindeer.
What other Christmas characters are there?
There are a few on there.
God, there isn't loads of them.
But I can't think of any of them.
I reckon it should be Scrooge.
Yeah. Oh,
Scrooge.
Scrooge and the reindeer.
Yeah.
Scrooge and the reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're on Lapland FC.
And maybe the only like human people have to go in goal.
So Father Christmas is in goal.
Scrooge is in goal.
Scrooge is in goal. So the snowmen are playing the reindeer.
Yeah, which I quite like. The idea of...
It's exciting. And the snowmen can come up from wherever and they only play by using headers.
Yeah.
The reindeer have loads of legs.
Yeah.
Antlers. Maybe they like knock the balls between their antlers like...
Yeah. Like little Pelés.
Yeah. So Stu, who wins? North Pole United? Let's give a half time fixtures. Who's going to win? North Pole United or Lapland FC?
Lapland FC, I reckon.
Lapland FC, so the reindeers and Scrooge. What's their. What's the score at half time? So they're winning, but what are they winning by?
3-0.
3-0.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Was it Blitzen with a hat trick?
Blitzen with a hat trick? And North Pole United, they're not standing a chance, really, are they?
No.
So we've got another game. We've got another half. Anyone sent off? No. Jack Frost is still playing.
Jack Frost is still.
Cool. All right. And then because he usually gets sent off.
Yeah.
He's a bit nipping.
He is. Yeah. So end result, they've played a nice clean game. No one's been sent off.
Yeah.
What's the final score? Any goals in the second half, Steve?
Gonna bring Mrs. Claus on at half time.
She's the ref.
Change the game. Oh, she's the ref. A bit biased, isn't it?
I don't know. She really likes Scrooge.
That's true.
They go way back.
Got Jacob Marley. Ghost of the Wing. Ghost of the Wing.
What's the final score? Any goals in the second half? Or is it still 3-0?
3-0.
Still 3-0? Mm. So, Lapland FC.
A team of reindeers.
Team of reindeers and Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Beat Father Christmas and the Snowman. North Pole United. 3-0.
Who's that famous snowman?
Blitzen with a hat trick. Jack Frost. No?
No, the other one.
The guy from this.
The Snowman. Just the Snowman. Okay. Cool, and then what do you reckon they do in the evening? Do you reckon they've worked off their mince pies, not feeling so fat and full anymore?
Nah.
What do you reckon they do in the evening after their game, post match?
Sleep.
They have a little sleep.
Yeah.
And there ends.
A N.
Our Christmas tale.
Christmas.
You're welcome.
This is what it was. This is what it was. This is what it was.